This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday, and I'm sure that you guys are pretty busy in preparation for serving and helping the community on the holiday. Just take us through how preparations have gone and what you guys will be providing for some of the community members come Thanksgiving Day.
Well, Brayton, we're so excited. Tonight we start prep night, so we're going to have over 40 volunteers from the community coming on, and they're going to be helping with prepping, and that's putting together all the rolls that we need, all the cranberry sauce, and putting them into different containers so that tomorrow we'll have close to 200 volunteers on site. And what will happen is we'll start early in the morning, and we will have volunteers that are going to be able to take all of the wonderful holiday dinners, and we're going to be packaging them all up. And then we will have 176 delivery teams that are going to come through tomorrow morning, and we will load up each of their cars. We give them a specific map and where they're going so that they have all of that information. So, and then they'll be delivering and blanketing all of Western New York tomorrow. So it's close to about a four-hour event, and we couldn't do it without our volunteers, Brayton. They come on site, and they just help us be able to give back to this wonderful community that needs it most. So it's going to be a great day. We're hoping the weather holds out so that people can be safe on the roads, but this will be a wonderful day where volunteers can really step in and really make a difference and an impact for those that are struggling in Western New York on a holiday.
I think if I heard you correctly, you're going to have about 200 people volunteering and getting involved, helping out. How many people are you expected to serve come Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Well, we still serve our community, so that those are individuals that don't live with us, but they come for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then we also have our residents and those that are with us in our emergency shelter. So we can have probably overall, depending on the community that comes out tomorrow, but for each sitting, we might have, 100 to 120 people. So it's a lot of people. And our kitchens are preparing a wonderful meal for all of the community and all of our guests and our residents. So we want to make sure that everybody is celebrating Thanksgiving and know that they are truly thankful for who they are and still be able to give them the services that they need and uplift them on Thanksgiving.
What are some of the services that you're going to be providing on Thanksgiving and then also heading into the extended weekend as well?
Well, the extended weekend will be a little bit different. On the weekend, we don't have our service providers that are on site, and we won't have service providers on site on Thanksgiving. So everybody won't be, the clinic won't be opened, and we won't have providers coming on site during the holiday. But on Friday, we resume. So they will have case management. They will have the medical care that's needed. We have Spectrum that's right on site, and that's providing behavioral health and counseling as well. And then also our three nutritious meals that we provide for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then also our staff that work with case management and life skill training and so forth. So it's the mission doesn't close. It's just on the holiday. We continue with the meals and make sure that everybody's comfortable and being able to come in and get an emergency shelter bed. And those we try to keep as comfortable as we possibly can.
While Thanksgiving is often termed as the season of giving, we also are coming up on the winter season and the colder months here in Western New York. What are the other resources that the Buffalo City Mission are providing for the people as the weather starts to turn cold and the snow starts to fall soon?
You know, that's a great question, Brayton. Besides all of the services that we provide each day, we also work with the community. So we do have a pantry and what we call also our clothing closet. So that's where these resources are available to the community. Our clothing closet is open twice a week, and this is where individuals can receive free, gently used clothing. They can get boots, shoes, coats, winter gloves, scarves, hats. They also can get free grocery bags of food because we want to make sure that everybody's practical needs are being met. Also warm blankets, and we want to make sure that even though if they're not residing with us, that they do leave with the essentials needed to keep them warm. And so that's what we're trying to do and host as many drives as we possibly can. Right now we are in need of coats and boots for men, women, and children. And scarves. So if individuals would love to be able to put together a drive, we'd be more than happy to, or they can drop off those wonderful, gently used items at our donation center here at 100 East Tupper Street or right at our thrift store, which is in Depew. And that way, we can really help this community and keep everyone warm. You know, the services that we provide each and every day is really detailed to making sure that we're helping everybody, not just keeping them warm, but also being able to provide them with services and programming so that we can get them housed and then get them back into the community. And we want them to prosper. And here at the Mission, we say that everybody is able to have a second chance, and we want them to be successful. So the programs that we tailor between life skill classes, education, we have chaplaincy services, and then also 80 different providers that come in to provide housing, mental health, medical care, healthcare navigators so they can get insurance. All of these wonderful things really help get them on the road towards a new beginning. And, you know, it generally just starts here, Brayton, with, we always say hope begins with a meal, because once we can get them in to get them fed and get them having a shower and get them in getting a bed and so forth, we're able to then start working and help dealing with the underlying issues that brought them to homelessness and brought them to our doors. So our services and programming through emergency shelter and through our long-term recovery program through transitional housing is really essential to get them on the road towards recovery and transformation.
Very good. Aubrey, anything else you care to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on today?
No, I just encourage everyone to visit our website, learn more about our rescue and restoration services, and just thanking the community for everything that they do for our organization. And if they would love to volunteer, we're in the need of volunteers as well. Please check out all of the wonderful volunteer opportunities on our site. And if those want to be able to give to help provide more meals, to be able to combat the food insecurities that we're having here in Buffalo with this vulnerable population, please do so. And I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.